Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, there's two big things that Abraham did that allowed the power of God to change his body and Sarah's body to be changed. She had faith of her own. Hebrews 11 says Sarah herself
Amen.
Had faith and received strength to conceive seed when she was past age. She believed God. Though, as we'll see, neither one of them started off believing God. So there's hope for us. Amen. Two big things. Everybody awake? Yeah. This is life-changing, friends. Two big things Abraham did that allowed the power of God to make such miraculous changes in him and Sarah. Number one is he called himself what God called him. When it didn't look like it, when it didn't feel like it, when there was no hope in the natural that it could ever be that way, he agreed with God and called himself the father of many nations when they got no child. Looks like they're way too old to ever have a child. Come on, can you see this? He went ahead and agreed with God and accepted his new name and told all his staff, told Sarah, don't call me Abram anymore. God has changed my name. And he's not just changing his tag, he's changing who he is. He's changing what he is, and this is what we got to get a hold of. People have thought names don't mean anything, words don't mean anything. God will change a word to change a thing. If he calls the bitter sweet, it quits being bitter. If he calls the sick healed. If he calls the poor rich. If he calls the bound free. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. If you got any cars, any vehicles that are not paid for, you need to change its name. It's no longer a Chevy or a Ford or a Toyota. What kind of car you got? A paid for. It's a 2001 paid for. 2010 paid for. What are we talking about? I call it. I call it. Before you see it, before you could ever know, even if you don't see any way it could be. What style house is that? It's a paid for. I call it. Paid for. We got to rename some things. It's not your weak eye. My weak eye. If you say so. My bad knee. If you call it that, you're locked into it. My tennis elbow. My bad back. We must stop this and believe what the Word says, what God has said about the power of faith-filled words, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Am I quoting Scripture, saints?
Yes.
Then you got to speak to it. It's not your diseased heart. Come on, name it, name it, name it. Rename it. If you want to change it, you've got to change the name. two big things that Abraham did that changed he and Sarah's life. Two big things that allowed the power of God to come in and do a miracle in their old bodies. Amen. That people would have thought could not happen. But it did. I said, but it did. Even if medical science says there is no cure, there is no help for that, that can't be fixed. Well, they can't fix it.
That's right.
But God can. Amen. I said, but now don't you misunderstand. We thank God for doctors and medicine. And we're fighting the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're doing it with a natural means. But don't think because there is no natural help that there is no help. Because all things are possible with God and with him or her that believes. But believing involves calling.
Amen.
Calling. I call that car paid for. I call that house paid for. I call it paid off. What do you mean? The money's already at the bank? No, I didn't say that. No. I believe I receive it.
Amen.
If I had already received it, I wouldn't have to believe I received it. Oh, you mean you have no more symptoms in your body? I didn't say that. If you hurt, you hurt. That's real. But I said, I call my body healed. I call my kidneys sound. I call my lungs clear. Oh, friend, if you say it in faith, power is released. If you believe it, power is released. I call my skin clear.
Yes.
See, people get locked into stuff. No, I've tried everything and nothing works. And I'm allergic to this. If you say so. I can't eat this. If you say so. It makes me sick every time I eat that. It makes me, if you say so. You could say something else.
Yes.
I said you could. Say something else. But notice when faith says this, it says it when it doesn't look like it. When it looks like there's no way it can happen. Abram's 99. Sarah's 90. She couldn't conceive when she was 20. Never had a child. Now she's gone through the change of life. Abram's 99. Can you imagine him and her going to the doctor saying, we're just going to get a checkup because we're thinking about having a baby. And if they had listened to the natural side of it, they would have come away thinking, there's no way. You're dreaming. But against hope, he believed in expectation. That what God said, he was well able. Oh, somebody say, well able, well able, well able. Is God well able to fix your body? Is he well able? Well able. So what's the first thing we're talking about? What did he do? Look at it again. He called. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. And this hasn't happened yet in the natural. But as far as God's concerned, it's done. Because when he says it, we got to think like he thinks. Don't have to see it for it to be done. I don't have to feel it for it to be done. I don't have to see the money. Verse 6. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I'll make nations of you, and kings will come out of you. And the reason Abraham is in the book is because he just said, yes, sir, I believe it. He's got no other reason to believe it except the best reason that ever existed. God said so. Skip on down to the 18th chapter. Excuse me, I'm moving too fast. 17:15. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah, or Sarah, shall her name be. Why do you need to do this? Is God just doing something whimsical?
Nope.
No. Is what happened in their bodies tied to this? That's what many have not understood. They thought, well, he changed their name. That's interesting. But they don't see it's how he got their bodies changed. I'll bless her and give you a son of her. I'll bless her and she'll be a mother of nations. Just like you, a father of nations, she'll be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. She's 90. Couldn't conceive when she's 20. And how does God fix this? Changes her name. Now, modern man doesn't think that way, do they? They don't think that way at all. But we are the people of God. We need to get our minds renewed so that we think like He does. If we want to get His results, we got to agree with Him. We got to work with Him. Not try to make Him do it the way we think it ought to be done. People are begging God all over the planet. Good people, good saved people, please heal me, please heal me, please heal me. That's not what He said to do. That's not how it works. Amen. Begging doesn't work. Begging's not believing. The Lord told us to believe. And if you're begging, you're not believing. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Thank God, God is such a God, He don't want us to beg. And since He's everything, we don't have to beg. We don't need to beg. In fact, we're missing it if we do. Please, 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 please is not what He said to do. It's the opposite of what He said to do. How many think millions of Christians, that's what they're doing? We've done it too. But thank God for the light of His Word. The truth will make you free. Abraham fell on his face and laughed. That don't sound good. He said in his heart, so he didn't say it out loud. But how many know the Lord knows what you say in your heart? Shall a child be born to him that's 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that's 90 years old, bear? He thought that was impossible. Abraham, our great father of faith, is having a moment.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me